9 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. 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 Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Somebody told me that you found somebody new and you're happy. You were never really very good at being alone. Told him I was just somebody you used to know. I know he doesn't know it.
just 4 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
I was the knight in shining armor in your movie. Would put your lips on mine and love the aftertaste now. I'm a ghost, I call your name, you look right through me. You're the reason that I just can't concentrate. I've been trying to fix my pride, but now you're broken. Now you're broken. Lie and try to hide, but now you know it. That I'm at an all-time
Three minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
These empties, Lord, as soon as I find where they lay, tied off them jolly and leaving mines on a long hot summer day. And for every day I'm working on the Illinois River, get a half a day off with pay. Oh, Tobo picking up barges on a long hot summer day.
Rough Riders Baseball is just 2 minutes away. Only 1 minute left till Rough Riders Baseball. Just 30 more seconds. Let's ride.
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Baseball Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark, and here's your host, Luke Maley.
Hello and welcome to Riders Field. It's a beautiful Sunday for baseball. Game six of this six-game set. The Riders have won six in a row, and their magic number? It doesn't exist anymore. The Riders are headed to the postseason, clinching the first half of the Texas League South with Midland's loss to Wichita earlier today. So the Riders will look for their second sweep in their last three series against the Amarillo Sun Poodles today. I'm Luke Maley. We'll be joined in just a few minutes by the voice of the Riders, Zach Bigley. But an exciting one on the mound today. Dylan File takes the hill for Amarillo. He's already made a start in this series. overall on the year. He's 2-5 with a 5.89 ERA. He was the losing pitcher just a few days ago in game one of this series, giving up 4 earned runs across 5 innings with 5 strikeouts. It's the fireballer for the Rough Riders and Emiliano Teodo who gets the ball today. Teodo 3-1 with a 2.08 ERA, and man, he's been impressive. 53 strikeouts and 47 and two-thirds innings pitched. Has just allowed 11 earned runs and 33 hits on the year, 2 of those being homers. Emiliano coming off of a start where he went 4 innings of one-run baseball, giving up 5 hits and 3 walks with 7 strikeouts. That was on the road last week at Corpus Christi. Should be a really exciting one today. We'll step aside, and when we come back on the Riders pregame show, you'll hear from Rough Riders relief pitcher Florencio Serrano.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders baseball excitement. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Back on the pregame show on the Riders Baseball Network. Yesterday, you got part one of our two-part interview with Rough Riders reliever Florencio Serrano. Let's go ahead and dive into part two. Ready to go kind of seems like the mantra you have to have when you're in the bullpen. It's just always ready because, you know, a guy can be cruising through 5 innings and all of a sudden you got to get hot because the first guy gets on base, you know, something happens. It's quick, quick, quick. Have you always been a reliever or what was that transition if you used to be a starter like into being a reliever? And what do you see the main differences as?
When I first signed, I was actually a starter. And then after I had TJ in 22, they moved me to the bullpen and I was like more of a long reliever. But, you know, I actually don't mind being a reliever. I think it's fun because you're always interacting with the bullpen guys, your teammates. And then when you hear the walkie-talkie, your heart rate goes up and you're like, all right, is it my turn or whose turn is it? And we're all asking, who's up? So I love the adrenaline that whenever the walkie-talkie turns on. So I don't mind being a reliever. But, hey, if the team needs me to be a starter, like I've done a couple starts this year, I'm there for it and I'm ready to go.
I think that's the right attitude. Do you feel like your stuff, your mix, works better out of a starter role or out of the bullpen? Or is it just I'm going to have my stuff on this certain day, and it's going to get hitters out.
No, I just go in that mentality every day. Even if I'm a starter reliever, I'm going to go just punch them out. So, I mean, I don't focus on anything else except whatever goes on that day. And even if I'm a reliever or starter, I go at them like always.
No doubt about it. Well, there's a lot of fun stuff, Florencio. You look ahead to tomorrow. Tomorrow's Father's Day, and you yourself are a father. And we were talking just a few minutes ago about what Father's Day means to you. And you said kind of last year, it counted as the first one, but you feel like this year is really the first one you get to enjoy. What does Father's Day mean to you?
Oh, man, this one hit, actually. So last year, you know, it was like, you know, I'm a dad, you know. Felt like it, didn't feel like it, but I'm a dad, you know. But this year, you know, my son's running around and he's saying da-da-da-da for any little thing. So, I mean, man, it's really special. Like, it, and I don't even know what to say because it really means a lot because I never imagined or pictured me being a dad. But it's honestly the best feeling ever to have a son and him actually come out to my games. And I feel like ever since I was, I don't want to say little, but, you know, growing up, I would watch baseball and I would see players have their kids and running around. And I'm like, man, that's going to be pretty cool one day if I have my kid and I'm playing baseball. So now that I get to do that and have him walk around the clubhouse and run around the field and just have him be around me is just an awesome feeling.
Yeah, it puts things in perspective, really. You know, good outing, bad outing, you've got something positive to come back to. And is he going to be here over the next couple of days at all?
Yeah, you know, he actually got here last night, and I'm really happy I got to see him, or I'm really happy that he's here for going to be here for Father's Day. So, yeah, we've been in the playground. I brought him to the field a couple times already. Tomorrow I'll probably take him to the Lazy River so he could go swimming or something. But, yeah, I know he's happy to be here. He's a big fan of Cody Freeman, so he's always calling for Cody. So, yeah, I mean, he's really pumped to be here. So he'll be here tonight as well, too.
I mean, Cody's a massive fan favorite here in Frisco, but why Cody Freeman? Why do you think, anyway, that your son really is drawn to Cody?
I think I would say a couple years ago, me and Cody started getting close together, and you know, we just built a bond, and you know, every time in the off season, we'd check up on each other, and spring training we lived together, and I would FaceTime my son, and he'd be like, "Is that Tress?" And I go, "Yeah, come here. So Cody would always be next to me on the phone whenever I'm on FaceTime with Tress. So Tress knows who Cody is, and he's always excited to see Cody. So, they have a little bond going on right now, and I hope it stays like that because Cody's a really good person.
I love it. That's Florencio Serrano here on the Riders pregame show. We'll step aside one last time. When we come back, we'll get you the starting lineups for the final game of this 6-game set against the Amarillo Sod Poodles.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days, presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Hi, it's Ben Anderson, thanking all Rough Riders fans for your support. Let's ride.
Well, before the break, you got to hear from Florencio Serrano talking a little bit about what being a father means to him. I want to take a moment to wish all the dads in the Rough Riders family joining us this evening a happy Father's Day. We hope, on behalf of the Rough Riders, you've had a tremendous day, and we hope you get to enjoy some baseball to cap off your day. Let's get you the starting lineups for both teams, starting with the visiting Amarillo Sod Poodles. They will line up under manager Tim Bogar as follows. Giancarlo Cintron is the shortstop again tonight in that leadoff spot. Matt Beatty behind him, the first baseman today. Tim Towle will bat third. He'll play center field. The third baseman, Ivan Melendez, acts as the cleanup man. The catcher, Caleb Roberts, will hit fifth. Batting sixth is the designated hitter, A.J. Vukovic. The left fielder, Kevin Graham, will bat seventh, followed by Logan Warmoth, the second baseman. And rounding things out for the Sod Poodles is the right fielder, Christian Robinson. Again, for Amarillo, it is Cintron, Beatty, Tawa, Melendez, Roberts, Vukovic, Graham, Warmoth, and Robinson. For the Rough Riders tonight, playing as the Dallas Black Giants on this Father's Day, under manager Carlos Cardoza, Kellen Strom, after a night off, is back in center field and the leadoff man. The designated hitter today, Liam Hicks, will bat second. Left fielder Aaron Zavala in that three spot. Cody Freeman, the third baseman, will be the cleanup man. Shortstop Caber Rodriguez bats fifth. Batting sixth is the right fielder Abimelech Ortiz. The second baseman, Maximo Acosta, will bat seventh, followed by the first baseman, Franier Chavez, who was off last night. Cooper Johnson back in the lineup after taking last night off. He'll do the catching. Again, for the Rough Riders, it is Strom, Hicks, Zavala, Freeman, Rodriguez, Ortiz, Acosta, Chavez, Johnson. And on the hill, we talked about him already, Dylan File, 2-5 with a 5.89 ERA to go against that Rough Riders lineup. And then on the other side, Emiliano Teodo, his sinker, slider, changeup mix, a mix that has for sure two pitches that are big league ready, and one could argue that all three of those are ready for the big leagues, especially out of the bullpen. Teodo has been phenomenal on the year, limiting extra base hits and striking out a ton. 53 strikeouts over 47 and two-thirds innings. He's only given up 33 hits over that span and 11 earned runs to go along with it. Teodo, a guy that throws that sinker over 100 miles an hour. It's going to be tough for this Amarillo group. They have seen him on a couple occasions this year, but a guy like that is hard to get used to. You look at Teodo's numbers against this group, a 1.8 ERA across two starts, just two earned runs in 10 innings with 15 strikeouts. Should be a good one. The final game of the series just around the corner. We'll step aside on the Riders pregame show. When we come back, Zach Bigley will join us to take us to first pitch.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long, every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third base line in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Join us for a night about nothing on Sunday, July 28th. Yes, you heard that correctly, but don't get it confused. Unlike George and Jerry, we have a plan. Giddy up to Riders Field for a night about nothing featuring an appearance from John O'Hurley, who played Jay Peterman on the show Seinfeld. Enjoy a night filled with Seinfeld-themed games and stay after for a post-game fireworks show. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Fun is on deck when you bring your group outing to the Dugout Deck at Riders Field. Located on the first base side of the stadium, the Dugout Deck provides your group with a great view of the game and all-you-can-eat food, beer, and wine from the Founders Express concession stand. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión for three games this season. The Riders will take the field as Quesos de Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with Riders players on June 28th, August 17th, and September 6th. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Vamos Quesos.
Josh Hatcher, a three-run walk-off homer,
and it is gone.
Now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Swing and a miss, he got him.
Goal!
And this baby is tied.
It's out of here!
The Frisco Rough Riders are the 2022 Texas League champions and a proud AA affiliate of the world champion Texas Rangers.
Good night! And it's gone! The 2022 Frisco Rough Riders are
are Texas League champions!
Oh my goodness!
Wow, what a play!
Oh baby, what a night!
Now, let's head out to the ballpark for today's game. Here's Zach Bigley and Luke Maley.
Having already clinched the first half Texas League South crown earlier today for the first time since 2014, the Frisco Rough Riders look for the six-game sweep and win their seventh consecutive game as they finish out the series against the Amarillo Sod Poodles. Hi, everybody, and welcome high atop Riders Field. Alongside Luke Maley, I'm Zach Bigley, and very happy to have you. The Rough Riders at 42-20, the best record in all of AA and the second-best record in all of minor league baseball, turn to their best pitcher on the mound in this series finale. It's Emiliano Teodo who takes the ball for the Rough Riders. Earlier today, Midland fell 6-0 to the Wichita Wind Surge, securing the Rough Riders' first half division crown in 10 years. So the Riders look to finish off this series strong with still seven games remaining in the first half. They are now playoff bound in September. Second time in the last 3 years that the Rough Riders have made the playoffs. So Giancarlo Cintron is in from the right-handed batter's box, and we are ready for baseball as Emiliano Teodo faces Amarillo for the third time this season, a 1.80 ERA head-to-head against the Diamondbacks affiliate. Teodo readies, and the first pitch of the game is a fastball that rides inside at 96 miles an hour. 1-0, and we're underway at 6.08. Happy Father's Day to everybody out there, including to my dad, the 1-0. It's on the inside corner, a strike, and it's one ball and one strike. And the Rough Riders donning the Dallas Black Giants uniforms today in a tribute to the barnstorming Negro Leagues team that played in Dallas. Here's the pitch home. And that's up and outside at 98 miles an hour, and it's two balls and one strike, a pitch that probably should have been called a strike by home plate umpire Jack Wasson today. Here's the stretch from Teodo, and he offers in the 2-1. Swing and a miss on that nasty slider low and outside, and it's two balls and two strikes. Teodo, the 23-year-old, 6'1", 165 pounds, out of the Dominican Republic. He makes his 11th start of the season tonight. 3-1 with a 2.08 ERA on the year in 47 and two-thirds innings, 53 strikeouts. 2-2. Swing and a miss, got him. Slider for strike three. Emiliano Teodo picking up right where he's left off with his first out on the strikeout, and that brings Matt Beatty to the plate. That slider is one of the best pitches that you'll see on this team, a team that has an incredible pitching staff. Winners of 15 of their last 18 games with a 2.17 ERA during that stretch. That's the best in minor league baseball. There are some really good pitches on this team. That slider is probably the best, the pitch. And that hums outside, missing 1-0 on the changeup to Matt Beatty, who's 4-for-15 with a home run in this series. Just underway, top of the first inning, no score in Frisco. Teodo ready from the stretch, he brings it home. That's fouled out of play to the left side, and it's one ball and one strike. As we always say, whenever Emiliano Teodo takes the hill for the Rough Riders, his numbers are really, really good. But they could be even better if you take out that first start that he had against Wichita on the road. He readies and brings it. Beatty takes just a hair outside with a fastball. Two balls and one strike. If you remove that first start that he had, he has a 1.40 ERA in his last nine starts. 2-1. Swing and a miss. Out in front, it's two balls and two strikes. That slider again, slowing it down a little bit. 85 miles an hour. He's reached as high as 102 with his sinker this year. He's ready in the 2-2. Swinging a line drive into right field. That drops in a base hit. A hanging changeup on the outside corner. A base hit for Matt Beatty into right field. Tim Tawo the batter now. Runner aboard and one out here in the first inning. And the pitch home. Swinging a bounding ball to third and under Freeman. It hit the lip of the grass and right under his glove. And Tawo's aboard. Well, Freeman looked like he had an easy double play, and it hit the lip of the grass and just dove down right below him and out into left field. So Tawa reaches. That was a funky hop. And they give it a base hit. So a single for Tawa. Back-to-back singles against Teodo. Opponents came in hitting just 198 against him this season. Here's the stretch and the right-hander deals. Inside corner, a called strike. It's 0-1. Melendez 1-for-4 against Teodo this season. He has two homers in this series. Homered in back-to-back games. Right-hander ready. Looks to second. And the 0-1. That misses low, and it's 1-1. If you're just joining us, Rough Riders have clinched the first half championship in the Texas League. With a Midland loss earlier today, the Frisco Rough Riders are going to the playoffs. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Slider off the outside corner. Got him to whiff through it. And it's 1-2. It has been phenomenal for the Rough Riders in the early part of the season, and this stretch has been nearly indescribable. One out, two aboard, and the 1-2. Swinging a ground ball to third. Freeman's got it this time. On to second for one, and a whip to first is in time for the double play. Freeman to Acosta to Chavez. 5-4-3, and the Riders, just like that, get Emiliano Teodo out of the first inning. No score as we go to the bottom of the first on the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Hey, this is Josh Hatcher, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Kellen Strom leads it off for the Rough Riders as we go to the bottom half of the first inning. It's Frisco and Amarillo, 0-0. Dylan File on the hill for the second time in this series for Amarillo. He winds back and offers. And that's on the outside corner, a called strike. It's 0-1. Strom is 3-for-9 this season against File. It was so much fun to see Kellen Strom after the Rough Riders clinch the pinch. Breaking ball, tap or foul up the third baseline, and it's 0-2. One of just a few guys who was on this Rough Riders team when Frisco won the 2022 Texas League Championship. In fact, Strom was the one who pulled in the final out in Wichita in Game 2 of that championship series, where the Rough Riders went crazy. He said, this is the kind of thing that you play professional baseball for. Yeah, of course, you want to make it to the major leagues. 0-2. Swinging a line shot into right center. Up the alley, it's down. Robinson cuts it off. Kellen Strom has a leadoff single on an 0-2 pitch. He got an elevated fastball up and away and shot it the other way into right. Kellen Strom doing Kellen Strom things. The league leader in runs scored this year is aboard here in the first inning for Liam Hicks. Nothing-nothing our score in the bottom of the first inning. File ready from the stretch, and he fires home. Swinging a line drive into right center. That one's down for Liam Hicks. Strom hits the bag at second. He motors into third, and the Riders have him cornered with nobody out in the first inning. Wasting no time. Just four pitches in, and Frisco already an opportunity to take the lead on this Sunday. Here's Aaron Zavala looking for his first hit in the series. 0 for 15. It's a good opportunity for it. Left-handed batter. File looking in for his sign. And the right-hander's got it. He rocks in. Breaking ball. Line drive down the right side and just foul. And it's 0-1. He nearly was able to fit it inside the line. So it's 0-1 on the Riders' left fielder. His one hit against File this season, a double. File in that series opener went five innings, allowing four runs, all of them earned on four hits. He struck out five and walked one. The pitch. That's down and in, and it hit him. Oh, a hit by pitch in the foot, and it loads up the bases with nobody out here for the Rough Riders. And Cody Freeman coming to the plate.
Cody Freeman has been in a bit of a lull at the plate, but this is a guy that continues to hit the baseball hard and maybe one of the last guys you want to see at the dish with the bases loaded, especially early in this ballgame.
Well, Luke, we wondered with the Riders clinching earlier today what style of Frisco Rough Riders baseball were we going to see. And you have a serious chance right here in the first inning to put this baby to bed.
Well, Josh Hatcher, who's got a day off today, told me just a couple of days ago that when that moment does come, it allows them to play free. He said the second half for us, you're going to see a lot of guys with free approaches. You're not overthinking anything. Just go step in the box and do what you've been taught to do over and over again, and good things are going to happen.
Certainly. I'm sure there is a few thoughts of that post-game celebration going through a lot of guys' minds. The pitch. Up and into Freeman, and it's one ball and no strikes. The bases loaded. Nobody out. Bottom of the first inning. No score. Guys are really excited to get that celebration on after this one is done, and boy, they deserved it. 42-20 here in the first half. 1-0. Swinging a hard ground ball to the left side. Melendez makes a brilliant sliding stop to his left. Throw to second for one, and throw to first is not in time. It's a fielder's choice. Strom comes across to score, and the Rough Riders take an early lead. It's 1-0 Frisco. RBI for Cody Freeman. Zavala eliminated for the first out of the inning at second base. Freeman drives in another run. It goes 5-4 on the fielder's choice. Runners on the corners, one down for Caber Rodriguez. 1-0, Dallas Black Giants lead it in the bottom of the first inning. Offering home, fouled back, and it's 0-1. Well, the Rough Riders clinching the first half title for the seventh time in 21 seasons in franchise history. Riders still have a chance for the most wins in franchise history in the first half. Sitting at 42 right now, the pitch. Breaking ball, ground ball up the middle. That leaks through into center. One run scores with Hicks. Freeman up to second. And the Rough Riders add on. It's an RBI single for Caber Rodriguez. It's 2-0 Frisco here in the first inning.
You love to see this early in the ballgame from the Rough Riders because we've seen over the course of this week, they've kind of come to the plate to start games a little bit slow. We've seen them be perfect game a couple of times through the first trip through the order. And the Amarillo starter today, Dylan File, has not had that luxury. They've been all over him.
And now you have Abimelech Ortiz who's swinging a really hot bat. The pitch. Low and outside, and it's 1-0, missing with the changeup. Ortiz homered yesterday, his fourth homer of the season, and hit three balls on a line after some early work during the beginning of the day. The pitch, swinging a foul straight back, and it's 0-1, and even that swing right there, showing that he is locked in, fouling the ball directly back to the screen. Ortiz batting just 179, but looking for a turnaround second half. Why not start it a little bit early here towards the end of the first half? Runners at first and second and one down and time called. Dylan File has really struggled over his last few. And it looks like there's a weight. Or no, there was a baseball on deck. So Max Acosta tosses it into the dugout. File a nearly 9 ERA over his last five starts. The pitch. Swinging a foul back into Roberts' glove, and it's 1-2 on the changeup away. Already 2-0 Frisco. RBI fielder's choice, Cody Freeman. He's at second. RBI single, Caber Rodriguez. He's at first. Dylan File making his fourth start already this season against the Rough Riders. Here's the stretch of the pitch. Strike three call. Got him below the zone. Man, that's not a good call by Jack Wasson, the home plate umpire. That's about two balls below the zone on a fastball, and Ortiz is struck out looking. Two away.
Yeah, that's a tough one for Abby to go down on, a pitch well below the strike zone. And you saw in the top of the first inning, Teodo got squeezed a little bit on a couple of calls. Have to monitor that as it goes on, but tough for Abby Ortiz, who's been swinging it well.
And already a tough day for Wasson at the beginning here in the first inning with his zone. Here's the stretch and the pitch to Acosta. He swings and lines it up the middle, and that leaks through into center again. It's another base hit. Freeman steams around third. He crosses home, and it's 3-0 Rough Riders in the bottom of the first inning. Rodriguez goes first to third, and the Rough Riders are piling it on in the first. Acosta with an RBI single on the first pitch, and that brings Franer Chavez to the plate. The switch hitter will bat from the left side. Oh, this is great to see for the Rough Riders, and what aggressive hitting as well. This is the eighth man they send to the plate. Dylan Files only thrown 15 pitches.
Attacking early and often.
No doubt. Only three balls as well. The first pitch, Chavez fouls it back, and it's 0-1. And caught a piece of Roberts, the catcher, behind home. 3-0 Frisco here in the first inning. Kevin Graham is the left fielder today for Amarillo. Tim Tawa in center, Christian Robinson in right. Ivan Melendez at third, Giancarlo Cintron the shortstop. Logan Warmoth at second, Matt Beatty at first, and Caleb Roberts does the catching today. Here's the stretch, and a throw over to first, not in time. Rough Riders enjoying an early lead and hoping to be able to coast to their seventh consecutive victory and their second sweep in a series in their last three. Right-hander Reddy's in the 0-1. After a long hold, he throws again over to first, not in time. We mentioned Jack Wasson is our home plate umpire. Chris Presley Murphy at first, Kyle Stutz at third. Presley Murphy is our crew chief. Chavez just 1-for-9 in this series after a great road trip. The pitch. He pops this one foul at a play to the left side. It's 0-2. Good Sunday Father's Day crowd on hand here in Frisco. Pretty good crowds all weekend. 6,700 on Friday. Over 8,000 yesterday. 0-2 on the first baseman for the Rough Riders. File offers, runner goes, it's just inside. One ball, two strikes. No throw down to second. Max Acosta with his 11th stolen base of the season. And 15 attempts. Two in scoring position now for Chavi. File the 1-2. And that one's outside off of Roberts' glove. Man, what an odd way to receive that. I wonder if he got crossed up at all, went in and out of his glove. Or maybe he was just trying to pull it back on the outside corner and just misjudged it a little bit.
Yeah, it almost looked like maybe got crossed up a bit because he had his glove low. He was coming up towards his mask, and he kind of ducked his head as he did it.
2-2. Down in the dirt. We're full at three balls, two strikes. Cooper Johnson, the nine-hole hitter, is on deck for the Rough Riders here in the first inning. Three runs on four hits. Rodriguez leads from third. Acosta from second. 3-2. Swinging a high fly ball out to right center field. Christian Robinson called off by Tawa in center. He puts it away, side retired. Damage done for the Rough Riders, though, in the first inning. 3 runs score on 4 hits, no errors, and 2 left on. Top 2 coming up, 3-0 Riders on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get 2 free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Rhythm Energy is offering the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas with their brand new PowerShift electricity plans. With our ACs about to get a workout all summer long, you can't beat the heat, but you also can't beat the savings Rhythm Energy is offering with PowerShift. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hi, it's Ben Anderson thanking all Rough Riders fans for your support. Let's ride.
Top 2 in Frisco. Emiliano Teodo threw a scoreless first inning with a strikeout. Got a double play behind him as well. And the Rough Riders, 3 runs in the top, or excuse me, in the bottom half of the first inning. Oh, Teodo working against Caleb Roberts, A.J. Vukovic, and Kevin Graham here in the second. Dallas Black Giants Day, as well as Father's Day here in Frisco. Caleb Roberts standing in from the left side. 2 for 16 in this series. Here's the stretch from Teodo in the first pitch. Fastball on the outside corner, a strike at the upper part. 97 from Teodo, it's 0-1. What we saw from Teodo, his last start in Corpus Christi, was something we haven't seen all season long, and that's throwing a few four-seam fastballs. The pitch is a ground ball foul to the right side, and it's 0-2. He threw them only to left-handed batters. So far, all sinkers as his heater today. He's ahead 0-2 in that changeup on the last pitch. And time called, and Cooper Johnson will go out and chat with Teodo. Want to make sure they're on the right page. Teodo, in that last start, did a wonderful job of escaping jams, but it certainly wasn't his cleanest start. He walked 3 and allowed 5 hits, which was the second most that he had allowed in a start this season. He stranded 8 on the base paths through 4 innings, including the bases loaded twice. 0-2, swing and a miss, got him. Slider below the zone, and Emiliano Teodo has his second strikeout. One out here in the second, and A.J. Vukovic makes his way to the plate. He's 2 for 4 this season against Teodo. 3-0 Rough Riders, we play in the top of the second inning. Vukovic, a massively closed stance, and the first pitch. Swing and a miss on the slider. First offering at the bottom of the zone, and it's 0-1. Opponents are batting below 200 against that slider this season. It's been an incredible pitch for him. He's ready from the first base side of the rubber at the belt in the pitch. That's below the zone and a check swing, and he didn't go. It's 1 ball and 1 strike. Teodo looking for a cleaner start this time. He allowed a couple singles in the first inning. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Another good slider at the bottom of the zone, and it's 1-2. And of course, the fastball is the one that everyone talks about with the incredible velocity. But that slider is the pitch that will most likely be his best once he reaches the big leagues. 1-2. Swinging a foul, back and out of play with that slider middle, and it's one ball and two strikes. The changeup has made incredible strides as well, and Cooper Johnson, his catcher, really likes calling that changeup. Johnson now catching him for the ninth time out of his 11 starts. Teodo Rennie's the 1-2. That's down in the dirt. A check swing again. He was able to hold. It's two balls and two strikes. And when these two pair up, Teodo has pitched the Rough Riders to a 7-1 record. A 2.15 ERA for Teodo in those games. Rough Riders are 9-1 when Teodo starts. The pitch. That dips below the zone at 101 miles an hour on the fastball. Three balls and two strikes on Vukovic. Teodo threw 15 pitches in the first. The offering in. Swing and a miss. Got him. Another slider for a strikeout. Third K for Emiliano Teodo. Two away, and here's Kevin Graham.
Boy, that slider is filthy. You mentioned it just a couple of pitches ago. Left it middle, and it ends up being a foul ball. It's so hard to judge that thing. It is phenomenally hidden, and even once you pick it up, it is dropping off the table.
Not to mention it could come in as fast as 91 miles an hour.
That's right.
Here's the stretch and the first pitch home to Kevin Graham. He flies it down the left field line. Freeman racing after it. So is Zavala in left, running out of room, and it's into the seats. It's 0-1. That slider has been as low as 85 miles an hour and as high as 91. And when there's such a variance in what it can be, even if you pick it up, you can be still off balance on it. That time it was the 99-mile-an-hour sinker on the outside corner. Left-handed batter. Pull side shift on the infield for the left-handed hitting Graham. Teodo's pitch. That dips below the zone. One ball and one strike on 101. 3-0 Rough Riders. We play in the top of the second. Former Ole Miss Rebel back in from the left side. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Out in front of the slider, and it's one ball and two strikes. We talk a lot about Teodo and his swinging strike rate. He is phenomenal at getting a lot of swings and misses. That's already 9 for him in his first 7 batters faced. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. He got another. 101 miles an hour off the outside corner with the sinker. And he whiffs the side here in the second. 4 strikeouts for Teodo through 2 innings of work. 3-0 Riders. Everything coming up gold here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
At Primrose Schools of Dallas-Fort Worth, we know how to turn a song into a phonics lesson, how to make building with blocks into building friendships, and how to use books to make every child feel like they belong. Because when it comes to early education and care, we believe in balance, in exploring academic skills and life skills, combining purposeful play with nurturing guidance from teachers, and setting children up for success in future classrooms. Learn more about our balanced learning approach at primroseschools.com/DFW.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Nine-hole hitting Cooper Johnson leads off the second inning for the Rough Riders, and that probably usually means that it was a good first inning for Frisco, and it was. They lead 3-0. 3 runs across on 4 hits in that first. Johnson 1-for-7 in this series, but his one hit, a home run. Dylan File offers. Outside corner, a called strike. It's 0-1. Johnson hit a home run off Jamison Hill back on Thursday. Ended up being the first hit of the ball game. That one is up and in, and it's 1-1. A two-homer inning for the Rough Riders, in which they tied the game. 1-1. Swinging a bounding ball out to short. Cintrone on the backhand. A scissor step, throws across, and gets the Riders' catcher. One away in the second. We go to the top of the order in Strom, who singled in the first inning on an 0-2 pitch. 3-0 Rough Riders. We play in the bottom of the second inning. Right-hander against right-hander. Here's the wind in the pitch. There's a fly ball hit well out to right field, pushing Robinson back just shy of the warning track, and he makes the grab. Strom hit it well, but he ends up as out number two in the inning. 100 miles an hour exit velocity. And Liam Hicks makes his way to the plate. Hicks attacked the first pitch he saw in the first inning, singling to right. Rough Riders looking to win their seventh in a row after a 9-game winning streak ended last Tuesday in Corpus Christi. Frisco won the final two games in the series against Midland on Saturday and Sunday 3 weeks ago, and then swept a 7-game series in San Antonio. And now trying to sweep their second series in the last 3 weeks. First pitch, Hicks fouls it straight back, and it's 0-1. Elevated fastball at the top of the zone. This Rough Riders team has just been phenomenal. Best ERA in all of AA in June at 2.35. Second best in minor league baseball. The pitch is fouled away to the left side, 0-2. On pace for 93 wins, which would be a franchise record by 8 wins. Blow it out of the water. Offering in, swinging a grounder foul back behind home, and it's still 0-2. Over their last 9 games, in which the Riders are 8-1, their pitching staff has been even better, a 1.33 ERA. They've allowed just 12 earned runs in their last 9 games. Pitch home, that simmers high. 1-2. And the offense has done just enough. They certainly have not been a very high-scoring offense, averaging around 4 runs a game. 1-2. That's low and outside. It's 2-2, but they certainly have done their part, especially late in ball games. 2-2. Hicks swings and bounces it foul to the right side. It's still 2-2. 1 walk-off win during this stretch for the Riders. The Caber Rodriguez RBI single in the 10th inning 2 days ago. 2-2. Hicks swings, fights it off the hands, a pop-up left side, foul territory. Melendez overreaches out, and it's off the edge of his glove, and he slams into the sidewall. And looks like he's okay. It's still 2-2. Tough play for Melendez coming up on that wall, but probably one he'll tell you he wanted to pull in. Just off the edge of his glove.
Yeah, you always want to make that play. It's not an easy play to make by any means, but he gets over there so close, and then you go crashing into the wall, and that just adds insult to injury there.
Yeah, no doubt. 2-2 again to Hicks. He fouls it away to the left side again. This one well out of play. No chance for Melendez on this one. Still 2-2, driving that file pitch count up just a little bit more. For the 8 batters he faced, he didn't throw many pitches. The pitch, that's down and in. We're full at 3-2. This will be the 10th pitch upcoming to Hicks. Five of the 8 hitters he faced in the first inning put either the first or second pitch of the at-bat in play against him. Payoff in. Breaking ball lined out to short right at Cintrone. He makes the catch out of the air. Side retired. So the Riders down in order. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. We go to the top of the third. It's 3-0 Riders on this series finale. Happy Father's Day. Luke Maley on the mic when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area.
Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
This is Steven Jennings, and let's get back to the game.
Back high atop Riders Field alongside Zach Bigley, I'm Luke Maley, and it's Logan Warmoth in the 8th spot in this order. It's the 8-9-1 hitters due up against Toyota here in the top of the third. Riders leading 3-0, courtesy of a 3-run bottom of the first. Pitch on its way. First pitch slider at the top of the zone, called a strike. 0-1 on the right-handed hitting second baseman today. Toyota picked up a strikeout in the first, and he's up to four after striking out the side in the second. Pitch home. There's a heater. Caught the corner. 0-2. 98 on the radar gun that time. I've seen Toyota so often this year, that velocity jump as the start goes on. The 0-2. Swing and a miss. Make it four in a row. Three pitches to sit down Warmoth. And there's one gone here in the top of the third.
And we were talking during the break, Luke. If he's throwing strikes, he's the best pitcher in the league. And he may be one of the best in minor league baseball. It's incredible.
The only word to describe it is unhittable.
Yeah.
He has a mix that plays so well off of itself. There's no way you can feel comfortable in the batter's box against him. Here's Christian Robinson. It's 1-for-11 in the series. First offering from Toyota. Inside, called a strike. 99 that time.
That's a sinker at 99 in on the hands for a strike. I mean, that's tough for a right-handed batter.
Really tough. Robinson batting from the right side. Right-hander kicks and fires. There it is. Bottom of the zone. 100 that time from Toyota. And it's 0-2. Christian Robinson is a guy that signed at 17 years old with the Diamondbacks. At one point in time, he was Major League Baseball's number 43 prospect, and he waves and misses. Five straight strikeouts for Emiliano Toyota. And boy, has he been efficient with it. Six pitches in the frame, and he's sat down two batters via the strikeout.
And we're on immaculate inning watch here.
That we are. Here's the top of the card, and Giancarlo Cintrone. He struck out his first time against Toyota. That opened the ball game. First offering hit in the air to right. Playable for Ortiz. He's camped under it and reaches above his cap to make the snag. A 1-2-3 quick top of the third for Emiliano Toyota. He sets down the sod poodles in order. We turn the card. Bottom of the third when we come back. Riders leading 3-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
You can save $500 or more a year on electricity with Rhythm Energy's PowerShift. The shift is on, Rough Riders fans, and it's an electricity plan you can cheer for. Rhythm Energy's PowerShift gives you the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Talk about out-of-the-park savings. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
This is Evan Carter, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Bottom of the third inning, Riders leading 3-0. Dylan File back on the hill, and he gets the left-handed hitting Aaron Zavala to lead things off. First offering in and chopped on the right side, but on the foul side of things. Pitch in on Zavala's hands. He's talked about over the course of the year that he hasn't been able to find that pull side swing. But at times this year, we've really seen it. A couple of homestands ago, he rocketed one over the lazy river and right. There he was able to turn on one, but couldn't keep it in fair territory. The 0-1 from File. Taken. Breaking ball. Caught the bottom of the zone. 0-2. Zavala had himself an 0-for night last night. Pitch. He chops this one foul just off to the left side of the plate. And the count stays 0-2. But it was an 0-for-4 that doesn't tell the whole story. He reached on an error that opened the bottom of the fourth. That was a 5-run inning for the Riders as Zavala spoils the 0-2 offering, a fastball at the top of the zone. And came around to score in that fourth inning for the Riders in a 6-1 win. And then in the eighth inning, he grounded out, but he was certainly safe. It should have been an infield single. He hits this one high out to right center field, playable for Robinson. And he reaches up to make the play. Just missed it for Zavala. And he becomes the first out of this bottom of the third. Here's Cody Freeman, who drove in the first run of the ball game on a 5-4 fielder's choice in that first inning. And later came around to score. Freeman came into the month of June on a 4-game hitting streak, but then was held hitless in 3 consecutive games. The pitch. Called a strike. Here in this series, he's been pretty solid across 4 games. He's 4-for-16 now with 3 RBIs. He laces this one to right. Robinson, a long run for him, and he dives. It's past him. Freeman rounding first. He's got a shot at a triple. He's rounding second. Headed for third. The throw is not in time. A one-out triple for Cody Freeman. Heck of an effort in right field by Robinson, but he couldn't knock it down on the dive. And luckily for him, it didn't roll all the way to the wall, because if it did, Freeman might have been looking at an inside the Parker.
You could tell the way he was running, kind of low to the ground, that he was going to dive for it. And you just thought, oh boy, if he gets this, it's a great play. If not, it's 3, maybe 4 bags for Freeman. And you're right, you're lucky it was more in the air and not more on a line, or else that would have gone to the wall and being inside the Parker.
Infield in for Amarillo with Freeman at third. Here's Caber Rodriguez. And the first offering, a fastball, misses upstairs. Zach, we've seen this in the series. A runner at third base, Caber Rodriguez at the plate, and the infield in.
Didn't work out well for Amarillo.
It did not. He chops this one left side. Melendez has it. He looked towards home, but fires to first. Beatty had to dig it out. But the Riders extend their lead. Freeman comes down from third to score on the ground out by Caber Rodriguez. He's got himself a pair of RBIs today. And the Riders now lead 4-0 here in the bottom of the third.
Winning baseball, taking care of a guy at third base, and fewer than 2 outs. Good job by Rodriguez getting that ball in play, and Melendez taking the sure out, not trying to throw it at home and not get anybody.
Here's Abimelech Ortiz, homered yesterday. First offering. Hits it high in the air, but back out of play. Fastball elevated, and that's a pitch that Abby Ortiz has really seen well over the course of this year.
elevated fastballs. File kicks and delivers, and he missed way inside. Ortiz had to dance out of the way of it. That homer last night for Abby Ortiz was a monster blast. Cleared the lazy river and right. Here's the 1-1. Taken just a bit upstairs. 2-1 advantage for Ortiz. And that had to feel good for him. Busted him out of a slump. The 2-1. Swing and a miss. Went fishing on a breaking ball down. Looked like the slider. And it's even at 2-2 on Ortiz. A little bit of a pole side shift on for the lefty. The 2-2. Taken. Got him looking right on the corner. Good looking breaking ball from File. And that ends the frame. But the Riders add one. One run on one hit. No errors and nobody left aboard the base paths. We've played three from Riders Field. The Riders lead it 4-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket, and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
Hey, this is Maximo Acosta, and you're listening to Frisco Road Riders Baseball.
It's Matt Beatty to lead off this fourth inning. Pole side shift on for the Rough Riders defense on the infield as the lefty digs in. The first pitch from Teodo missed outside, and Teodo enjoyed a 7-pitch inning in that third frame for him. Featured a pair of strikeouts. All 7 pitches were inside the zone, but he misses with his first offering. This one chopped on the ground right side, playable for the first baseman, Chavez. He'll trot to the bag in front of Beatty, one gone. Tim Tawa will get his second look at Teodo today. He singled his last time up, but then was erased off the base paths on an inning-ending double play off the bat of the man on deck, and Ivan Melendez. Teodo's first pitch. Called a strike. Slider at the bottom of the zone. Tim Tawa's had himself a tremendous series. Now 9-for-20 across 6 games. Takes the fastball at 100. Bit off the outside corner, and it's 1-1. And over that span of this series, Tawa has himself 3 extra base hits, 2 homers, and a double. He watches that one called a strike. Teodo went back to the slider. It just glided right across the inside corner on the right-handed hitting center fielder. Tawa entered today hitting .257. Teodo readies, the 1-2. Check swing, and he got him. Went around. Strikeout number 7 for Teodo here in the fourth. You see a lot of those swings on pitches well off the plate. That one way downstairs.
just a check swing and a hard slider like that, by the time you realize it's going to be out of the zone, you've already started your hands, and it's so hard to hold up. 7 Ks for the Rough Riders righty. First offering to Melendez is way inside. 101 on the gun.
And the remarkable thing is you think a guy has 7 strikeouts in the fourth inning. He has a lot of pitches. Just 43 pitches for Teodo. He's been efficient, too.
He's been really good, especially over the last couple of frames. Right-hander kicks and fires. Swing and a miss. There's the slider again, and that's about the perfect location. Slider inside and down, just right on the corner. You take it, it's a strike. You swing at it, you're not going to do much damage. The 1-1. Swing and a miss, challenging him with a heater on the inner edge. 1-2.
That looks like it's about 110 after seeing the slider on the inside edge.
That's exactly right. Melendez already 0-1 today against Teodo. The 1-2. Swing and a miss, he got him. Back-to-back strikeouts to end the fourth. Teodo up to 8 through 4 scoreless frames. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. Emiliano Teodo is cruising. Riders do up when we come back. They lead it 4-0.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
My dad is a proud girl dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a girl dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Bottom four from Riders Field. What a beautiful day it is for baseball here in Frisco, Texas. And a happy Father's Day to our dads listening, including my dad back at home in Kansas City.
Happy Father's Day.
Also a happy Father's Day to the man at the plate. At this very moment,
his first Father's Day.
Maximo Acosta enjoying his first Father's Day. Enjoyed an RBI single the first time up. He chops this one down the line past the diving Melendez. That'll roll into the corner. Acosta cruising into second base. He's got himself a leadoff stand-up double. Good swing from Acosta. He's 2-for-2 today. Hits have come in bunches for him in this series. After that swing, he's now 6-for-16. Picked up a 3-hit game earlier in this 6-game set. He stands at second base with nobody out. Rainier Chavez digs in from the left side. Xavi flew out to ride his last time up. And the first offering home, called a strike. Fastball, lower third of the zone. Xavi had himself a tremendous road trip. The two-weeker for the Riders that saw them win a lot of ball games. The pitch missed just off the outside corner. Curveball from File. Right-hander ready. Looks to second. Another breaking ball. Called a strike. During the Riders' 9-game winning streak on that road trip, Xavi collected 10 hits, That was good for the most in that lineup. Pitch home. He sends this one in the air to deep left. Carrying, taking Graham back to the wall. It is gone! A two-run blast for Frainier Chavez. And the Riders add to their lead. It's 6-0 Frisco. Third a jack of the year for Frainier Chavez. This bottom of the order for the Riders in this series. They've produced some pop.
That one only 92 off the bat, but got it up in the jet stream out to left and just kept carrying and found the short porch. Love to take advantage of that, and Xavi has some serious opposite field thumb.
And he does. Here's another guy that's done some damage in this series. Cooper Johnson homered a couple of days ago. He watches the first pitch called a strike. There was the slider from Dylan Fial. Johnson waves and misses again at the slider. That one on the outer edge. Really good location. The two batters in the inning, a double and a two-run homer by Frainier Chavez. And the Riders have extended their lead to 6-0. The pitch home, Johnson takes. Called strike three, got him looking. Third strikeout for Fial. There's one gone for the top of the Riders' order the third time through against the Amarillo right-hander. Strom today, 1-for-2. Led off the offensive charge in that first inning for the Riders with a base hit and came around to score. He watches the first pitch, curveball downstairs for ball one. Strom had himself an off day yesterday. A rare off day at that. He's a mainstay at the top of this order for Carlos Cardoza's group. He takes another curveball in on his hands. A check swing, and he sent it back to the screen. Fastball likely would have been called a strike. Strom frustrated with himself. 2-1 advantage for the Rough Riders center fielder. Strom now 7-for-16 in this series. Does have an extra base hit. Had a lean out of the way of that one. A fastball up and in. True hitters count for Strom. He has been fantastic in this month. But going all the way back to May, Strom has been just so good. Saw himself reach base in 30-plus straight games. As he takes that, he thought it was ball four, but fastball caught the outer third. And the count runs to full. Payoff pitch on its way. Swing and a chopper left side. Melendez has it in the hole. He collects and fires a strike to beat Strom. Two gone. Liam Hicks will dig in and look to get something started for the Riders. Riders leading 6-0. 3 runs in the first, 1 in the 3rd, and now 2 here in the 4th. Fial's first offering to Hicksy, and he sends it foul left side. Works its way into the concourse. Fial just crossing the 60 pitch mark. Offering home, and Hicksy fouls that one off. Heard a loud thud. Kind of looked like it hit him on the leg, so hopefully that was that shin guard there. Hicksy asks for time. It was funny. Down in the clubhouse, Hicks was talking about his new grip on his bat. He had tapered it. He was super excited to use it. It was like, do I risk it? I've been hitting so well. And then he homered with it in his first game using the new bat. And he tanks down and in. Hicksy's really found a power surge as of late. He's been an on-base machine, reaching in all 12 games now in the month of June. He shoots this one foul left side into the seats. To protect him. File rocks and delivers. Swinging the chopper right side this time. The second baseman, Wormuth, has it. He flips to the covering pitcher, File. That retires the side. But the Riders strike for two on a two-run blast by Franier Chavez. They extend their lead to 6-0. We enter the top of the fifth inning. When we return on the Riders Baseball Network, Zach Bigley will rejoin us for the play-by-play.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
This is Dane Acker, and let's get back to the game.
Name a better day this season for the Rough Riders. It'll be hard to find one. Frisco leading 6-0 in the top of the fifth. Emiliano Teodo has struck out 8 over 4 innings, and the Rough Riders today have clinched a playoff spot. Things are going all right on this Father's Day. Here's Caleb Roberts, and the first pitch from Teodo is just outside, missing with a slider, and it's 1-1 and no strikes. Teodo has retired 10 in a row. 7 strikeouts of those 10. The 1-0. And that rides inside, missing with a fastball. It's 2 balls and no strikes. This season, Teodo has been phenomenal at getting swings and misses. He is the third best swinging strike rate in the Texas League. It's at 16%. The 2-0. Outside, 3 balls and no strikes. Today, he's gotten 16 swings and misses already, and through the first 4 innings, he had a 35% swinging strike rate. So double what he's done this season. The pitch is outside. It's a 4-pitch walk to Caleb Roberts. The first free pass that Teodo has allowed. And it's the first base runner against him since the first inning. Starts things off here in the fifth inning. 6-0. Rough Riders lead it. Teodo only 50 pitches now as he starts the fifth. He's been fantastic today in his start. And that walk, the first miscue that he has. There's A.J. Vukovic now in the initial pitch. That's down and in, and it's 1-1 and no strikes. Vukovic struck out in the second. Teodo, a 1.80 ERA and 2 starts against the Sod Poodles, and he draws the entire infield in here to chat up on the mound with a mound visit after missing with the first 5 pitches of the inning. The last one, a 99-mile-an-hour sinker. Cooper Johnson trying to calm him down. He had an incredible inning in the second, striking out the side, an even better one in the third. Striking out the first two he saw in 6 pitches and then getting a first pitch line out. He just continues to impress. 23-year-old out of the Dominican Republic, ready from the stretch with a runner at first. And the 1-0. That's low off the outside corner, missing with a slider. It's 2 balls and no strikes. He's been very good at getting double play balls behind him this season, as he's been one of the best ground ball pitchers in the Texas League, on top of being a very good strikeout arm. The pitch. And that finds the bottom of the zone with a fastball for a strike. It's 2-1. Teodo has the 6th best ground ball rate in the Texas League this year. He's induced 4 double play balls on the season. He readies here from the stretch in the 2-1. Just a bit low. Didn't miss by much. 3-1 to Vukovic. 6-0 Rough Riders, top of the fifth inning. A game in which the Rough Riders have scored 3 in the first inning, 1 in the third, and 2 in the fourth. 3-1 pitch. Inside corner for a called strike with the slider. 3-2. Vukovic started heading down to first, thinking it was ball 4. One caught the edge. Teodo Rennie in the payoff pitch on the way. Swinging a ground ball foul to the left side. It's still 3-2. The 8 strikeouts are within 1 of a season high. He struck out 9 back on the 11th against San Antonio of May. His career high is 11 strikeouts. And now time called, and Cooper Johnson has something in his eye, the catcher for the Rough Riders. So hopefully he's okay, trying to get it out. It's a little bit windy down there on the field. And the way this ballpark is built, there's always a wind tunnel going straight through from behind home plate. Because the home plate gate area is directly behind home, and there's a little bit of a tunnel there that shoots some wind through. So sometimes catcher's area can be a little bit windy. Johnson asking for a towel, and here comes Neil Ori, Rough Riders trainer, maybe with some eye drops as well. Yep, and here come the eye drops. It's Jordan Teagues out as well, the pitching coordinator for the Rangers at the minor league level, in town with John Goble on his week off, Rough Riders pitching coach, but Goble is back in town today to help celebrate the clinching from tonight. Cooper is good to go. Teodo playing some catch with second baseman Max Acosta. One aboard, 3-2 on Vukovic. 6-0 Rough Riders here in the top of the fifth. Teodo readies, and he brings it in. Slider, ground ball, foul, left side. Still 3-2. We mentioned it's Father's Day today, of course. Carlos Cardoza, the Rough Riders manager, a new father. His beautiful daughter, Sophia, and his girlfriend, Ornella, surprised him today with some breakfast for Father's Day. Getting to celebrate. A lot of young fathers on this team. Stretching the 3-2. Swinging a foul at the plate. It's still 3-2. Really cool moment during the lineup card exchange today as Stephen Jennings got to go out with his son Cullen and his father. If you're watching on MLB TV, there are some fathers enjoying Father's Day with their kids. Great day to come out of the ballpark as always. Remember plenty of memories watching baseball with my dad growing up. Here's the stretch in the 3-2. Got him swinging. Slider below the zone, and Emiliano Teodo ties his season high with his 9th strikeout. One away for Kevin Graham. He wins the battle. 9 pitches with Vukovic. And Graham, a strikeout victim back in the second, stands in left-handed batter. Teodo readies and brings it. That's down and in. Back pick to first, not in time. Fastball missing. 1-1, no strikes. Teodo has been as inconsistent as he's been all game with his command in this inning. Another throw over to first. This one not in time. Back-to-back 3-ball counts in this fifth inning after just having 1 3-ball count to all the other hitters before this inning began. 1-0, swing and a miss. Nasty slider down and in, and it's 1-1, and Graham way out in front of it. That was a slower slider at 86. We've seen it up to 91 miles an hour today. 1-out runner at first, 6-0 Riders in the fifth. 1-1. Swing and a miss again. Way out in front of an 83-mile-an-hour slider. He took some more off of it, and it's 1-2. Remember, at the beginning of the season, Teodo's slider was what he called a curveball, and they wanted to get it out of his head to think of it as a slider. Stop trying to think of it as a curveball. And that just made the pitch even better. 1-2. Swing and a miss. He got him. It's the slider again, down and in. 10 strikeouts, a new season high for Emiliano Teodo. The first Rough Riders pitcher this season to reach a 10-strikeout mark. And here's Logan Warmoth. Nasty stuff from Teodo.
Zach, with his next pitch being number 65, we may have a few more looks at some swings and misses from Teodo today.
Yeah, hopefully so. First pitch to Warmoth. That just misses inside with the slider, and it's 1-0. And he's been very slider-heavy, not as much the changeup since that first inning. It's been mostly fastball slider. Dance with the date that brought you. Here's the stretch in the 1-0. Fastball, ground ball foul behind home. It's 1-1. When he locates that sinker right at the bottom of the zone like that, 98, it's such a tough pitch to get on top of and do anything else besides chop it right into the ground like Warmoth did there. He readies in the 1-1. Swing and a miss. Slider off the outside edge this time, and it's 1-2. Another swinging strike. Five of his last six pitches, he's got a swing or a foul, or a swing and a miss. He deals. A ground ball foul off the left side. It's still 1-2. Teodo's season high in pitches, 84. That was back in his last start in May, on May 26th, against Midland here at home when he went six innings. Working on 10 strikeouts. 1-2. Got him swinging. Emiliano Teodo ties his career high with his 11th strikeout. Five shutout innings for the right-hander. 6-0 Rough Riders as we go to the bottom of the fifth on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
This is Josh Steven with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
It's 6-0 Riders to the bottom of the fifth inning in a game that has gone just about as well as you could possibly want for any Rough Rider, any Frisco fan. Here's Aaron Zavala. First pitch from Fial is on the outside corner, a strike, and it's 0-1. Emiliano Teodo, 11 strikeouts across five shutout innings. The 0-1 inside. 1-1, and Tristan Pauly is loosening out of the bullpen in left field, so that's probably it for him, even though he's been pretty efficient today. The pitch, grounded foul back behind home, and it's 1-2. Teodo, just 68 pitches across five innings. The tough thing is, it's a Sunday, last game of the series. Wind back in the pitch. Breaking ball, swing and a miss off the outside corner, strike three. Zavala down on strikes to begin the fifth inning, and Cody Freeman comes to the plate.
There's a few guys who haven't thrown in a few days, and you want to get them in before the off day tomorrow. Brian Chi hasn't thrown in 3 days. Tristan Polly hasn't thrown in 4 days. He's the one currently warming up. Steven Jennings a couple days off. First pitch. There's a pop-up right side at shallow right field. Warmoth back from second. And he comes back onto the infield dirt. Makes the catch. Two up, two down here in the fifth inning for Caber Rodriguez. And as soon as he came off the hill, Toyota looked to the dugout and held his hands out as if to say, what? And he knew right away that he was coming out. Well, just a shame. The pitch. Rodriguez taking all the way. He takes one in the inside corner with a breaking ball for a strike. It's 0-1. File peels in the 0-1. Breaking ball fouled back in a Roberts glove. It's 0-2. And Rodriguez calls time and steps out. File the former Milwaukee Brewers product, drafted in the 21st round back in 2017. He winds back in the 0-2. Rodriguez, a check swing grounder, foul to the right side. It's still no balls and two strikes. Made it as high as the AAA level, both in 2021 and 2022. He winds back in the 0-2. Breaking ball, ground ball, left side. Melendez sliding stop at third. He's got it up to his feet and throws out Rodriguez. A nifty play at third for Ivan Melendez. And it retires the side in the fifth. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. Rough Riders down in order. Top six next. Tristan Polly out of the Riders pen when we come back. 6-0 Frisco on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get 2 free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit Facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Hey, this is Cooper Johnson, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Tristan Polly comes out of the Rough Riders bullpen in the top of the sixth inning, spelling Emiliano Teodo, who was phenomenal across his 5 innings of work today with a brilliant final line of 5 innings shutout baseball, allowing just 2 hits. Both came in the first inning. He struck out 11 to tie his career high in just 1 walk. And Tristan Polly taking over. Left-hander against Christian Robinson. Riders leading 6-0 in the sixth. And the pitch, that simmers high. It's 1 ball and no strikes. Robinson 0-for-1 with a strikeout today. Of course he is. Polly readies and deals. There's a pop-up. Left side of the infield. Freeman under it and foul ground. The third baseman backpedaling, and he makes the catch. Two pitches, one out for Tristan Polly. Emiliano Teodo pours in what is probably the best start of his season. 64 pitches across his 5 innings. He could have gone back out for the sixth, but up 6-0, why risk it? Here's Giancarlo Cintrone now.
Left-hander ready from the stretch, and the 27-year-old offers into Cintron. A slider on the inside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. Pauly out of Indiana State. 2-1 with a 4.15 ERA this season with the Rough Riders in 13 appearances. 0-1. That's inside, and it's 1-1. 18 strikeouts across 17 in the third innings. He stretches and deals. Slider, grounder, foul back behind home to the left, and it's 1-2 on Cintron. 0-2 today with a strikeout and a lineout to right field. Rough Riders will get on the Academy Charters bus coming up next and head out to Midland next week on Tuesday morning. 1-2. Fouled back. Still 1-2. Coming into this month, really, and at the end of last month, a lot of us in the front office and the coaching staff had this Midland series circled on the calendar saying, wow, these are the top two teams in the Texas League. This is going to be an incredible series for the division. The 1-2, swinging a grounder foul on the left side. It's still 1-2, with this being the final week of the first half. But here we are on this Sunday before that series, and the Rough Riders have clinched the division title already. Awesome to see. 1-2, outside. 2-2. Riders the second team to clinch with High A Lake County clinching last night. The pitch is lined foul to the right side. It's still 2-2. Lake County, the Guardians affiliate. Right-hander in the box, left-hander on the mound. Pauly readies, and the 2-2. Swinging a chopper to third. Freeman backs up on it, a backhand, a long throw on to first. He bounces it in there in time. Cody Freeman showing it off. What a pretty play. And that is all in the footwork. Knowing that backing up on that ball gets him a better angle to field it on a long hop. And he was able to backhand it right next to the line, got rid of it quickly, and he knew that if he bounced it, he'd have a better chance of throwing on target. He did it on purpose. And here's Matt Beatty now with two down. 6-0 Riders the pitch. Outside, 1-0. We play in the top of the sixth inning. Cody Freeman has been phenomenal at the hot corner for the Rough Riders. Frisco, coming into this game, have gone 8 straight games without an error. Pauly deals. That's low and outside, 2-0. The Rough Riders have the fewest errors in all minor league baseball and are fourth in fielding percentage in all minor league baseball. They have been a great defensive team. And, you know, pitching and defense will win you a lot of games, and that's what's happened with the Rough Riders this season. 2-0 to Beatty. Slider, ground ball to first. Chavez is right there. He feeds underhand to Pauly. Race to the bag. He easily beats Beatty. Side retired. 1-2-3 inning for Tristan Pauly out of the bullpen. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. Bottom six next. Riders a 6-0 lead on Riders Baseball Network. Get $100 in bill credits to put towards future electricity bills after you sign up with Rhythm Energy. Extra innings? Good. Pay extra for electricity? Bad. So take advantage of $100 in bill credits to shrink your bill. With your AC about to get a workout, this deal is here at a perfect time. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Here's a roofing reality. Texas is the number one state for hail damage claims.
As a result, the type of roofing material you choose directly affects your insurance premiums. The more impact resistant the material, the bigger the discount. Not only can roofing materials reduce your monthly cost, they may protect you from replacing your roof after severe storms. Let us help determine if impact resistant options like Class 4 shingles are the right choice for your home. Family owned and operated, Peak Roofing and Construction has provided honest inspections and estimates on roof, gutter, and window projects in the DFW for 15 years. Visit us online at peakroofingconstruction.com.
Hi, it's Nick Kraut, thanking all Rough Riders fans for your support. Let's ride.
Abimelech Ortiz makes his way to the plate against a new pitcher on the hill. Right-hander ready from the stretch, it's Cole Percival. And the first pitch. Swinging a drive deep down the right field line towards the corner. See ya! Abimelech Ortiz attacks the first pitch from Cole Percival. And he's homered in back-to-back games. Oh, what a rocket down the right field line. A 103-mile-an-hour line drive for a homer. 370 feet just into the Lazy River. And Abimelech Ortiz has homer number 5 on the season. A rude welcoming for Cole Percival into this game. And here's Max Acosta. 7-0 Rough Riders. The pitch. A swing and a pop-up right side. First baseman Beatty over. He's got room, and he puts it away. So a pop out on the first pitch to Max Acosta. Well, we were talking about that homer yesterday that Ortiz hit. Is that an awakening for him? Well, he's homered in back-to-back games now. He has 5 on the season. Could this be the turnaround for Abimelech Ortiz? Hopefully so. That ball was crushed. There's Freiner Chavez, who has a homer in this game, and Percival deals. That's up and away. It's 1 ball and no strikes. Percival, the son of longtime Angels closer, Troy Percival. He readies and fires. Fastball whacked into left center field. This one's got some carry. Graham back to the warning track, and he's there to put it away. 2 outs. Seven nothing Rough Riders, bottom of the sixth. Johnson in from the right side. Percival, the 25-year-old. Rocks in. And that's on the outside corner. A strike. It's 0-1. First appearance out of the bullpen this season for Percival in his 12 outings between Hillsboro and Amarillo. The pitch. Swinging a pop-up back our way to our right. It's 0-2 on Johnson. Percival, one start against Frisco. He was really good, allowing just one run across 7 2/3 innings. It was back on May 17th. Percival licked his hand and didn't wipe it off on his pants, so went straight to the baseball. Has to get a new baseball. 0-2. That's low and outside. It's 1 ball and 2 strikes. With Dylan Ray coming back from the injured list, Percival drew the short straw and went to the bullpen. He deals in the 1-2 here to Cooper. Fouled back. Still 1 ball and 2 strikes. So the Rough Riders with 2 homers today. A homer yesterday from Ortiz. And 2 homers 2 days prior to that. So starting to hit their power stroke a little bit. 1-2 offering. Swinging a grounder up the middle. 2 hops to the second baseman, Warmoth. He's got it at the chest. Straightens and throws out Johnson to retire the side in the 6th inning. But the Rough Riders in control. Another homer. This one from Abby Ortiz. We go to the top of the 7th inning. They're in charge, up 7-0. Luke Maley on the mic when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket, and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Rough Riders fans, you can save $500 or more on electricity with Rhythm Energy's PowerShift electricity plans and get the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Plus, get $100 in bill credits towards future bills after you sign up. Talk about a home run of a deal. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
It's time for the top of the seventh here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Hi, your Riders Field. Alongside Zach Bigley, I'm Luke Maley. Emiliano Teodo went five scoreless two-hit innings, tying a career high with 11 strikeouts. He gave way to Tristan Polley, who worked a scoreless 1-2-3 sixth frame. Now it's Stephen Jennings' turn. Right-hander will get the 3-4-5 batters in this Amarillo lineup that has just managed two hits today, both coming in that first inning. Only had one base runner since. It was a walk drawn by Caleb Roberts, threw up in the inning. That was the lead off the fifth against Teodo. Snapped 10 straight batters that Teodo retired, and Tawa checked his swing but went around on the first offering. 0-1. Jennings has been really good this year for the Riders. Very, very consistent. On this Father's Day, getting a pitch in front of his son, Colin. There's a line drive into center field, hanging up for Strom, one gone. Tawa hit it hard, 1-0-1 off the bat, but nothing to show for it, and sometimes that happens. He's 1-for-3 today, but he has really been a pain in the side for the Rough Riders in this series. Luckily, the Riders have been able to overcome his offensive prowess from Tim Tawa. They've won all five of the games in this series, trying to make it six, leading 7-0 as Melendez shoots the first pitch out of play. Jennings on the season 4-0 with a 2.45 ERA. This is his 20th appearance for the Riders. This one hit hard down the left field line, but twisting and will clank off the fence in front of the Riders' bullpen down that third baseline. And a fan will head home with a souvenir off the bat. Ivan Melendez, and looks like he's going to grab a new weapon. Didn't sound like it had broken, but maybe just cracked. So Melendez has himself a new stick. He'll walk all the way back from that first base dugout, and he faces an 0-2 count against Stephen Jennings. The 0-2. Tapped left side, past the leaping Rodriguez. It's short into left. It's the third hit of the day for Amarillo. The first for Ivan Melendez, his seventh of the series. Now 7-for-23. And five of those seven hits have been for extra bases, including two homers. Here's Caleb Roberts. Bats from the left side. First offering to him, and he sends it back to the screen. Stephen Jennings donning the number 19 in this Dallas Black Giants uniform.
Right-hander readies. The 0-1. Skips in. Missed downstairs. That time with a changeup. Arsenal for Jennings. A three-pitch mix. Fastball, slider, changeup. Roughriders bullpen has been so, so good over the past three series. Already have one scoreless frame from Tristan Polley. Pitch home, called a strike. Another changeup from Jennings. Jennings was a second-round pick by the Pittsburgh Pirates back in 2017. And was selected in the Rule 5 draft in 2021 by the Yankees, now in the Rangers organization. As Roberts fouls it back to the screen. Count stays at 1-2. Melendez stands at first after the one-out single. Right-hander readies. The pitch home. Skipped in, got away from Johnson for just a moment, but able to collect it. That keeps Melendez there at first base. Riders leading 7-0. 7 runs on 8 hits. They've stranded 2 on the base paths. No runs on 3 hits. Amarillo has stranded 2 as well. Pitch on its way. Got him looking. Strike 3 with a heater on the inner edge. First strikeout for Steven Jennings today. And the 12th overall by this Rough Riders staff. Polley picked up a 1-2-3 sixth inning. But didn't have any strikeouts. Emiliano Teodo, 11. A.J. Vukovic steps in. First pitch from Jennings is that slider, called a strike on the outer edge. Jennings has traditionally been kind of a longer reliever for the Riders. Swing and a miss. Another slider, and he got Vukovic to chase. Vukovic down 0-2, and he struck out twice today. Jennings' last outing went 2 innings. Wouldn't be surprised if this one's only 1, considering the Riders have a day off tomorrow. Pitch misses down and away. They'd love to get the bullpen some reps. A bullpen that has been so, so good. In the month of June, entering today, 6-0 record with 4 saves, a 1-2 ERA. So we're going to foul ball back to the screen. That time, the fastball, the bottom third of the zone. And the bullpen has been really good all year long for the Rough Riders. But there was a moment in time where we were talking about it being really thin, and that was in large part due to the trade of Anthony Ho'opi'i Tuionetoa to the White Sox. Another foul ball right side. Back into the concourse. But ever since that moment, the Rough Riders bullpen kind of had their backs against the wall. There was a couple of games where guys that had pitched the day before thought maybe we were going to pitch back-to-back days because there's only one or two guys available. But they made it through the stretch, and they're stronger because of it. The 1-2. So we're going to pop up right side. Another foul ball finds its way to the seats. Vukovic has struck out 5 times in the series. It's kind of been the story for him against the Rough Riders on the year. Those 2 strikeouts today. Now 21 Ks across 16 games versus Frisco. The pitch. Swinging a hard hit ground ball. Second baseman Acosta has it, and he delivers to Chavez at first. Inning over. So Steven Jennings works a scoreless 7th frame. He picks up a strikeout and works around a 1-out walk. No runs, run out. Hit, that is. No runs, 1 hit. No errors, and 1 stranded for Amarillo. We head to the bottom of the 7th. Riders leading 7-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs, all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add Unlimited Mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
There's a new arm on the hill. Cole Percival goes one inning, surrendering just one hit, but it was a homer by Abimelech Ortiz that brought him into the ballgame. That led off the sixth inning. Now here in the bottom of the seventh, Riders leading 7-0. They'll face off against Kyle Ament, who was terrific the last time he came in. He's been great all year. 1-2 with a 1.47 ERA. This is his 16th appearance. The first offering to Strom at the top of the order is called a strike. Fastball at 90 miles an hour. Ament, his last time out in this series as he misses downstairs. That evens things. He went two innings and struck out five. That was a stretch that went five in a row. Didn't give up any base runners. Pitch home to Strom is hit high in the air to deep center field. Back goes Chawa. He's in a back pedal and comes to a stop to make the grab. One up, one down against Kyle Ament. Here's Liam Hicks. Hicks, he singled and came around to score back in that first inning. He's since lined out and grounded out to first. Pitch home. Skips in. 1-0. Liam Hicks has now reached in all 12 games in the month of June, picking up hits in 10 of those, including four multi-hit performances. And that one is hit to second. Nice backhanded stop by Wormuth. And he delivers to first. Not maybe for a moment. That was going to sneak past the Amarillo second baseman, and Hicks, he'd have his fifth multi-hit game over that span. But rather, it goes 4-3, and there's two gone. Riders leading 7-0. Aaron Zavala steps in. It's 0-2 today. Struck out his last time up. Was hit by a pitch in the first inning. Waves and misses a big cut. That breaking ball. Right-hander kicks and delivers. Swing and a miss. And Zavala behind 0-2. Been a consistent theme over this month for Zavala, one that he struggled a little bit. He struck out now in seven straight games. But he's been finding a way aboard the base paths, and last night, you could arguably say he had two hits, but ended up being 0-4. Pitch missed just a bit upstairs. 1-2. The first of those possible hits being an error by the shortstop Cintron. Started a five-run fourth inning. The second, an infield single that they said he was out at first. Pitch skips in, blocked by Roberts behind the plate. 2-2. Ball from 0-2 to 2-2. The pitch from Ament. Swinging a foul ball. Deflects off the netting and comes to a stop just at the end of the Rough Riders dugout. Down the third baseline. The Bala trying to become the first base runner for the Riders to reach against Kyle Lamet in this series. The 2-2. So we're going to chop her right side, but on the foul side of things. Caroms off the wall and deflects into the field of play. Right fielder Robinson will range over to pick it up. And he tried to flip it into the stands up there by the Lazy River, but left it a bit short and it came back down. And that one he launched over the Lazy River. But a lucky fan was there. We'll head home with a souvenir. Toot toot is Zavala. Take it inside. Goes from 0-2 to 3-2. A couple of foul balls mixed in between. Eighth pitch on its way. Taken ball four. Zavala finds a way aboard. Two out walk issued by Kyle Lamet. Marks the first runner to reach. Not only in this game against Kyle Lamet, but in the series as he pitched two innings of scoreless, hitless, walkless baseball. Featured five strikeouts. And here's Cody Freeman. Riders leading 7-0 here in the bottom of the seventh. Scored in all but two innings. Freeman rips this past the third baseman Melendez. That'll roll into the corner. Zavala hustling around second. He'll pull into third. It's a two-out double for Cody Freeman. Freeman's got himself a double and a triple today. Riders have runners in scoring position. And a five-hole hitting shortstop, Caber Rodriguez, with two gone. Caber today is 1-for-3 with a pair of RBI. 5 RBI in the series. He's grounded out to third his last two times, but the first of those two generated a run. The pitch missed upstairs. Fastball at 90 miles an hour. Lamet doesn't have overpowering stuff, but he's got a devastating 12-6 curveball. Really drops off the table. The 1-0. Called a strike. There was the changeup that time. Left it up in the zone, but Caber didn't want anything to do with it. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Big rip by Caber on that changeup. Just below the zone. Got him to chase. Lamet trying to get out of the seventh inning unscathed. Time called by Caber. He'll adjust the batting gloves. The 1-2. Swing and a drive into left center field. It's down, a base hit. Zavala scores. Freeman getting the wave. He'll score standing up. It's 9-0 Frisco. Caber Rodriguez delivers again. He's got four runs driven in today. What a day it's been for the Riders. Before the game, they learned they had punched their ticket to the 2024 postseason. Emiliano Teodo shined. They've got a shutout going. And they lead 9-0. First pitch to Ortiz, misses downstairs. Roberts was able to keep it in front of him. Just fantastic stuff here in Frisco today. Abby Ortiz homered his last time up. Pitch missed just a bit away. Upstairs as well with that fastball. Matt Reddy's, the right-hander, kicks and delivers. Taken, called a strike. Caught the top of the zone that time. The 2-1. Swing and a pop-up. Back behind the plate. Roberts looking up at it. And he walks to the screen. That's all he'll be able to do is watch it. Falls
into the seats. And it's 2-2. Rodriguez at first. The pitch home. Ortiz lifts it into shallow left center field. Tawo will make the call. He runs under it to haul it in. Inning over. But the Riders get a pair of runs on a two-run single. Mikeber Rodriguez, two runs on two hits. No errors and one stranded in the bottom of the seventh. We head to the eighth. Riders in front, 9-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Let's head to the top of the eighth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Yeah.
Ricky DeVito emerges from the Riders' pen. He has the top of the eighth inning, and he has Kevin Graham open things up, batting from the left side. DeVito's been really good this year. 3-0 with a 3.92 ERA. This is 18th appearance. 29 strikeouts in just under 21 innings pitched. His first offering misses outside, and that's been a bit of the issue for DeVito, if there's anything to complain about. I've seen him work himself into some jams, but he's been so good getting out of them. Pitch home, swing and a miss. And obviously, Emiliano Teodo, hands down, has the best stuff on this team. But the Rangers organization really thinks highly of DeVito's stuff. He's just got to control it. Misses outside. 2-1. There's an argument to be made that he's got the second best stuff on this team behind Teodo. Fastball that we see 97, 98. Really good mix. Spins one and he left it up and away. 3-1 advantage for Kevin Graham. Right-hander kicks and fires, missed outside, and he walks the first man he faces. Amarillo has the leadoff man aboard here in the top of the eighth. Logan Wormuth will dig in for the third time today. He's 0-for-2 with a pair of strikeouts. And in five games in this series, just 1-for-14, he has reached three times via the free pass. But he struck out four times. Right-hander kicks and fires. Check swing. Say he didn't offer. Pitch misses just off the outer edge. DeVito, a sinker, changeup, curveball, slider, four-seam mix. He rocks and delivers. Missed upstairs. That time 95 with a fastball. Didn't miss by much. Both pitches in this at-bat have been right around the zone, but DeVito hasn't gotten the call. Pitch home, skips in that time.
3-0 advantage for the right-handed hitting second baseman. DeVito kicks and delivers. That time, called strike. Fastball middle-middle at 94 on the radar gun. DeVito was originally selected in the 8th round in 2019 by the Atlanta Braves, the 3-1. And he missed upstairs. Back-to-back walks issued by DeVito. Well, that's the last thing you want to see from Ricky DeVito, issuing free passes. Conversation right now between Johnson and DeVito on the hill. Likely going something like, hey man, we're up 9-0. Let's just live in the zone. No pressure here. See if you can't roll yourself a pair and shorten this inning. First and second for Amarillo after back-to-back walks to open the frame. Bottom of the card and Christian Robinson, who's 0-2 today, with a strikeout and a foul out. Went over to Cody Freeman at third base. That was in the 6th inning, now here in the 8th. Graham at second base, Warmoth behind him at first. Robinson in the box. Righty kicks the pitch. Called a strike. 95 on the inner edge to the right-handed hitting right fielder. Mentioned a bit earlier, a 23-year-old from the Nassau Bahamas was a highly touted prospect. He'll one. Runs a bit upstairs. 1-1. One point in time, he was Major League Baseball's number 43 ranked prospect back in 2020. When he ran into some legal troubles paired with the COVID season, and it kept him out of affiliated baseball until last year. Right-hander kicks and fires. Fouled back to the screen. 95 at the top of the zone. 1-2. And during that time, Christian Robinson was able to participate in some extended spring training with the Diamondbacks. But it's kind of fair to say that that time away created some struggles for him, because last year he struck out over 30% of the time, and it's right around the same mark this year. He's behind 1-2. The pitch from DeVito. Swing and a miss. He's down on strikes for the second time tonight. And DeVito has his first out and comes via the strikeout. Top of the card against DeVito for the first time. Giancarlo Cintrone digs in. Cintrone today is 0-3. Struck out his first time against Teodo to open this ball game. Cintrone, 29 years old. Pitch home. Breaking ball misses downstairs. It's been a long journey for Cintrone. He spent the majority of this season in AAA Reno. But he was selected by the Diamondbacks in the 24th round of the 2017 draft. So he's been around a while. One up. Swinging a broken bat up the middle. Takes a coaster to the second base bag. He's there to step on it, and he fires to first. Inning over. 4-3 double play on a broken bat. And DeVito works a scoreless top of the 8th inning. No runs on no hits, no errors. One stranded. And DeVito works around a pair of walks. We head to the bottom of the 8th. Riders leading 9-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Join us for a night about nothing on Sunday, July 28th. Yes, you heard that correctly, but don't get it confused. Unlike George and Jerry, we have a plan. Giddy up to Riders Field for a night about nothing featuring an appearance from John O'Hurley, who played Jay Peterman on the show Seinfeld. Enjoy a night filled with Seinfeld-themed games and stay after for a post-game fireworks show. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Yeah. On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
This is Cole Reagans, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Francisco Morales emerges from the pen down the right field line. Riders have seen him in this series. On the year for Morales, he's been pretty solid. Guy that began the year not on this roster. Worked his way here to Amarillo. Overall in the year, the ERA a bit inflated with an 8.51 ERA. Not as pitched well in his time with Amarillo as the pitch misses downstairs. That elevated ERA comes from 19 games in AAA Reno. Pitch to Acosta is fouled back to the screen, even at 1-1. He went 1-4 there in AAA with a 9.15 ERA. 21 earned runs and 20 and two-thirds innings pitched. He did pitch against the Riders just a couple of days ago. Gave up two earned runs. So Acosta trying to check his swing, but went around 1-2. An inning and two-thirds for Morales, where he surrendered two earned runs. A lot of that due to the walks. Gave up two hits, but issued three walks and did pick up a strikeout. That's Acosta, who's 2-for-3 today. Finds himself behind 1-2. Right-hander kicks and fires. Swinging a line drive, left side, past the diving Melendez. And it sneaks into left, a base hit. Another three-hit day for Max Acosta, his second of the series. The Riders have the leadoff man aboard here in the home half of the eighth. The Riders crossed the 10-run mark once in this series. They wouldn't mind doing it again. Regardless, they have some celebrating to do tonight, clinching a playoff spot. Right-hander kicks and fires to Chavez. Chavez started his swing, but able to hold it up. Chavez, in three trips to the plate, has hit everything to the opposite way. And to left field. Two flyouts and a homer. He tanks just off the outer edge at 95. 2-0 advantage for the left-handed hitting first baseman today. Was a two-run homer by Chavi back in the fourth that brought home Acosta. Same scenario here, the 2-0. Swinging a foul ball. Works its way back to the backstop. And it's 2-1. Chavi had the day off yesterday. Playing in his fourth game out of six in this series. He's just so versatile. A switch hitter that can play anywhere on the infield. Seen him at third, seen him at short, seen him at second, seen him twice this week at first base, including today. 2-1 to Chavi. Swinging a line drive into left. Long run for the left fielder, and it bounces foul. Chavez just missed another extra base hit. Graham had to run a long way for it. But it just stayed on the foul side. Chavi's got to work his way all the way back to the batter's box where he'll claim his weapon and go to work with a 2-2 count. Still nobody out in the bottom of the eighth. Acosta at first after the leadoff single. Two-two from Morales. Howdy kicks and delivers. Swing and a miss. He got Chavez. First strikeout of the day for Morales. And in steps Cooper Johnson. Johnson today 0 for 3 with a strikeout and a pair of groundouts. And he's now just 1 for 10 in the series, but you could argue that his one hit was maybe one of the biggest ones. I would say biggest if it wasn't for the walk-off base hit by Keber Rodriguez in the 10th inning a couple of nights ago. Pitch home, and that one got Johnson. Breaking ball, got away from Morales. And Johnson will head down to first base. And with that hit by a pitch, every player in this lineup for the Riders today has found a way to reach base. Kellen Schramm at the top of the card, making his fifth trip to the dish. Singled and scored a run in that first inning. And since is 0 for 3 with a pair of flyouts, one to right, one to center. And also grounded out to Ivan Melendez at third base. First and second for Frisco. With just one away against Morales here in the bottom of the eighth. Right-hander ready and delivers. First pitch just misses a bit downstairs. The fastball at 94. Well, it's a Sunday here at Riders Field, which means it's Kids Sunday Fun Day. As the right-hander peers in, he has his sign ready to go. Strom takes, and that one misses downstairs again, 2-0. But with Kids Sunday Fun Day comes the kids-drawn photos on the video board, and Kellen Strom's is one of my favorites. It's phenomenal. He's got the hair poking out, sideways hat. The R on it. He checked his swing and he went around 2-1.
Is it your favorite because it's the best or your favorite because it resembles him the most?
I think it's my favorite because it makes me laugh.
Okay, okay. I like that.
There's some really, really good ones. There's some not so good ones. I wouldn't deem this one to be the worst by any means. But it gets a chuckle out of me. Got one squinty eye. That one gets past Roberts, and both runners will move up 90 feet. A wild pitch by Morales. Strom ahead 3-1.
If you're watching on MLB TV, if our friends in the control room wouldn't mind showing Kellen Strom's headshot, it is phenomenal.
Let's see. This is great. All of them are tremendous. It's been phenomenal. Strom ahead, 3-1. He's got a chance to drive in a couple. The pitch. Swing and a tapper back to the mound. Morales hops off, collects, delivers a high throw over the first baseman, Beatty. They got lackadaisical with it. And one run will score. Oh, boy. He could have walked that thing to first base. He lobbed it way over the head of Matt Beatty at first. And the Riders score. E1. And Strom goes all the way to second base. Acosta moves across the plate, and Johnson goes to third. The Riders have themselves another double-digit day. Here's another good one in Liam Hicks. I like looking at them as they flip through those photos on the video board. Hicks has been on a tear. Singled his first time up, but he's 0 for 3 since. And has scored a run today. The pitch. That one misses way inside, and it's past the catcher, a wild pitch. Johnson will trot down from third. It's 11-0 Frisco. It's been a tough first half for Amarillo. They're sitting 10 games below 500. But on the positive side, they've got one more series to play as Tom Gorzolani, the pitching coach, will come out from the dugout. A visit with his right-hander. But the way that minor league baseball works is that first half, which the Rough Riders have already claimed in the Texas League South, with six more games to play after this, everything resets in the second half. So it doesn't matter what your record was in the first half. You start with a clean slate after the break, and you can cruise to whatever record you like. So it's a brand new slate for Amarillo, and they rattle off a better record than the Rough Riders. They've got a tall task ahead of them as the Riders are on the cusp of improving to 43-20 on the year.
Yeah, the only reason that a second or a first half record would matter for a team in the second half is if the Riders win both halves. Its best overall record,
there you go,
gets the playoff.
The 1-0 to Hixie. This is down and away. Strom over at third base after the wild pitch.
And it was so funny. I mean, we've talked about this before, Luke, but coming into the season, I feel like everyone was like, yeah, we're good now coming into the year, but wait till the second half with all the guys in Hickory.
Right-hander kicks and fires and misses. Downing squirts past Roberts. Here comes Strom to the plate. Oh, boy. The Rough Riders have scored three in the frame with only one hit in the inning. Max Acosta led off the inning with a base hit and a strikeout, a hit by a pitch, and an error. We've seen a couple of wild pitches, and the Riders have made three runs out of it. Pitch home to Hicks, and he lost it. Four-pitch walk issued to Liam Hicks. He's aboard for the second time. His fourth walk of the series. Still just one gone here in the bottom of the eighth. Riders leading 12-0. Here's Aaron Zavala. And the pitch home. He rips it off the netting behind the plate.
That's all to say, you know, talking about the second half, this is going to be a really exciting team still in the second half. They're not going anywhere.
Exactly. And you were talking about how they've been saying the second half we may be better. I don't know how you get better than this first half because it's been phenomenal for the Riders. The pitch home. Zavala lost his bat, and it flung all the way into the outfield grass just on the foul side of the first base line. And it's 0-2. He took a mammoth rip, lost control of it.
And you and I were joking in the office before the game as well. Think about the Rough Riders are about to go 43-20. In their first 63 games without Abimelech Ortiz doing what he did last year as the player of the year in the organization. So if he's started to turn things around now, homers in back-to-back games, imagine how much better this lineup becomes.
I mean, at the beginning of the year, there's an argument to be made that Abimelech Ortiz was going to be this team's best hitter. Certainly
Absolutely.
The biggest power threat.
Yeah.
Went through a bit of a slump. Maybe he's turned the corner. Zavala behind 0-2. A pitch from Morales. Swing and a foul ball. Zavala stays alive. That one clanked off Roberts behind the plate. It looks like Emilene Montilla is beginning to warm in the pen. A couple of arms up and getting ready for Amarillo. We'll see who they go with if it comes to that. But Morales would like to make it out of the frame. He's got one out. Hicks at first. Three runs already in the inning. Zavala. The 1-2. And he takes. And he pulls even at two balls and two strikes. That's one of the things Aaron Zavala has been so good at over the course of his career, is just commanding the strike zone. It's not very often that he chases a guy that is not afraid to take a walk. He's worked it to 2-2, and he rips this one to right. It's in for a base hit. Hicks up to second base. Robinson has it in right. It's first and second for the Riders.
That's got to be really a good feeling for Zavala. Snaps an 0-for-17 in this series. And just an opportunity to see that ball find some green grass before the off day tomorrow.
Yeah, not only does that snap the streak, but also it was to the pull side. That's something Zavala's been trying to find. So able to turn on a pitch and deposit it into right for a base hit. Here's Cody Freeman. Freeman has doubled and tripled today. First pitch misses downstairs.
We're talking about Abby Ortiz, Luke. Last year, in the second half, he hit 20 homers.
On his way to 33.
Exactly. Ooh. So with five homers now, imagine if he just sticks at five and he has an opportunity to do a similar thing.
Insane. 1-0, call it a strike. Fastball at 97 on the inner third.
Now, I'm not saying he's going to go out and hit 20 homers in the second half, but...
He might.
Yeah, he might, but you think about what it could be if he does have even 10 homers or 15 homers in the second half.
Yeah. Crazy to think. The 1-1 gets away from Roberts on a pitch down and away, and both runners move up 90 feet. Boy, it's been a tough inning for this battery of Francisco Morales and Caleb Roberts.
Yeah, one pass ball and now two wild pitches.
Riders have two more in scoring position. Still with just one out in the double play, no longer in order for Cody Freeman.
I think it's safe to say Amarillo is looking forward to getting on the bus and getting out of Frisco.
I think that is very fair to say. The 2-1 to Freeman. Swinging a tapper, and it stays behind the plate. Foul ball. 2-2. I mentioned earlier the Riders finding out that their postseason ticket was punched via someone else losing and rather than winning. That steals a little of the fun out of it, but this 12-run day and counting for the Riders, I think, makes up for that. They're going to have themselves a celebration tonight. This one tapped left side. Foul. Especially if they're able, from the bullpen's perspective, to shut things down in this top of the ninth inning and not only have an impressive offensive showing but finish things off with a shutout. Just everything has gone right for the Riders today. Morales ready. He's head at the belt. He kicks and delivers. Swing and a miss. Freeman down on strikes. And there are two gone. Now Morales has two outs in this eighth inning. They've both come via the strikeout. He's hit a batter. One has reached on an error. He's given up two base hits and issued a walk. But the two outs have come via the strikeout. Here's Caber Rodriguez. Similar situation that he was in last inning. A pitch home. Swing and a miss. 0-1. Caber stepped into the box against Kyle Lament in that seventh inning with runners at second and third with two outs. And he punched one through into left center field for a two-run base hit. 0-1. Rodriguez was stepping out on the pitch and misses a bit inside and downstairs.
Caber has four RBIs tonight. If he picks up a base hit here, it'll be a new career high with six. His career high is five back in 2022.
Well, there you go. A 1-1. Swing and a hard hit ground ball left side, but foul. This kind of seems like a situation that Caber has succeeded in over the course of the year. Two outs, runners in scoring position. Two strikes. We saw this last month for Caber. Delivered behind in the count 0-2 to bring in a run with two outs in the bottom of the or top of the ninth in Amarillo. Now the 1-2. Swinging a pop up, works its way back our way and out of play. See who the Riders go with in the ninth. Seth Clark on his feet. Robbie Ahlstrom also out there. Looked like he was stretching. Rodriguez behind 1-2 with two outs. Riders have already pushed across three in the frame. They have two more in scoring position against Francisco Morales. The pitch. Swing and a bouncing ball to the shortstop Cintrone. He collects and beats Rodriguez to the first base bag. Inning over. But the Riders strike for three runs on two hits, one error, and they leave two stranded in scoring position. We head to the top of the ninth. Riders look to complete the sweep, leading 12-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Coming to Riders Field on August 25th, Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment. kids can enjoy the ball game and also interact with fire trucks, police cars, and more. Thanks to our friends from the Frisco Fire Department and the Frisco Police Department. Don't miss Touch a Truck Night presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment on August 25th. Grab your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Stars and Stripes weekend opens up on the 4th of July, so make sure to join the Rough Riders for the biggest fireworks show of the season. Enjoy half-price drinks and great baseball at Riders Field on Thursday, July 4th. Celebrate America all weekend long with fireworks and fun each night from Thursday, July 4th through Saturday, July 6th as the Rough Riders face off against the Arkansas Travelers. Don't forget that on Saturday, July 6th, your kids can run the base paths after the game just like the Rough Riders do with Kids Run the Bases postgame presented by Raising Cane's. Get your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
It's time for the top of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Top of the ninth inning. Riders looking for the sweep. Zach Bigley rejoins us for the play-by-play.
All right. Thanks, Luke. Let's get her done here with Robbie Ahlstrom on the mound. Coming out of the bullpen, he becomes the fifth pitcher for the Rough Riders today, leading 12-0 in their Dallas Black Giants uniforms tonight. Matt Beatty to lead it off. He's 1-for-3 today. Ahlstrom has been one of the best arms for the Rough Riders this year, the most reliable out of the bullpen. Not a safe situation, obviously. A 24-year-old out of the University of Oregon, a 2.25 ERA this year across 18 appearances, 28 innings, 41 strikeouts to 18 walks. And the first pitch to Matt Beatty. That's on the outside corner, a called strike. It's 0-1 with a 94-mile-an-hour fastball. Fans sticking around for Sunday summer fireworks after the game today. 0-1. That's low off the outside corner with a breaking ball, and it's one ball and one strike on Beatty. Rough Riders will take on the Midland Rockhounds next week. They'll head on the road out to West Texas. Looking forward to seeing the Rockhounds next week. 1-1. And misses low, and it's two balls and one strike in what will be the most meaningless month of baseball, or excuse me, the most meaningless series of baseball for the Rough Riders the whole season, in that they've already clinched and it doesn't count towards your second half record. 2-1. Swinging a foul back and out of play, and it's 2-2. The one thing they do have an opportunity to play for is the most wins in the first half in franchise history. 47 was the record back in 2007. This will be their 43rd today, if, of course, barring a comeback of 12 runs by Amarillo. Here's the stretch, and the offering in. Fouled out of play to the left side. It's 2-2. So if you win 5 of 6 in Midland, you get the record. If you win 4 of 6, you tie it. Rough Riders have outscored the Sod Poodles 42-10 in this series in 6 games. Offering home. Swinging a bounding ball foul back behind home, and it's still 2 balls and 2 strikes. Riders on the precipice of their 7th consecutive victory, already clinching playoffs earlier today with the first half championship for the 7th time in franchise history. Looking to win their 16th game in their last 19 as the pitch is just outside, barely missing with a 96 mile an hour fastball, and we're full at 3 balls and 2 strikes. 8th pitch upcoming. Right, left-hander brings it, swing and a miss, got him. Fastball right by him for strike 3, 1 away here in the 9th inning. This will mark, if Ahlstrom can keep this shutout going, the last 10 games, the Rough Riders would be 9-1, allowing 12 earned runs over their last 10 games. Just impeccable pitching for the Rough Riders. The offense doing the job today. 12-0 Riders, top of the 9th inning. First pitch to Tawa. Fouled back, and it's 0-1. Ottawa 1-for-3 with a single in the first. We'll see the Sod Poodles again in the very last series of the season on the road in Amarillo. Ahlstrom readies and brings in the 0-1. Inside corner, a strike, 0-2. Ivan Melendez on deck. You'll hear Robbie Ahlstrom grunt sometimes as he delivers it towards the plate. He said that's something that he developed in the bullpen as a joke initially, grunting as he threw as hard as he could, but then he actually noticed an uptick in his stuff when he did it. The 0-2. There it is. There's the grunt on a pop-up sky-high behind home. Johnson gets rid of the mess. The catcher there back in fair territory makes the grab. Two outs. Here's Ivan Melendez now. He said sometimes he fools guys doing it on the changeup. That time grunting on the fastball. Into the pop-out. Two away. Melendez 1-for-3 with a single in the seventh. Right-handed batter, Ahlstrom deals home. In the air foul to the right side, it's 0-1. Rough Riders leading 12-0. Chance at seven straight wins. Emiliano Teodo was phenomenal, striking out 11 in his five innings today. He's in line for the win, the 0-1. Misses high, and it's 1-1. Rough Riders have allowed just 3 hits today, and 2 of them came in the first inning. Melendez is single in the seventh, the only other hit. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Right by him with a fastball, and it's 1-2. One strike away from a series sweep. And a celebration. Ahlstrom ready. Left-hander at the belt. 1-2 pitch on the way to Melendez. Up and in. 2-2. They got the champagne on ice in the clubhouse. Ready to celebrate a first half division championship. 2-2. Quick pitched him just high and outside. 3-2. He's ready. Payoff into Melendez. Ground ball foul off the third base side. It's still 3-2. Melendez is homered in back-to-back games, giving him 11 with 6 of them against Frisco. Payoff offering. Ground ball fair inside the bag at third down the left field line. Zavala digs it out before it reaches the corner. Melendez around first into second easily with a double. His second hit today, and the game is not quite done yet. Two out base runner, Melendez at second base for Caleb Roberts, who's 0-for-2 today with a strikeout. 12-0 Rough Riders as we play in the top of the ninth inning on this Sunday night. Lefty-lefty, Roberts stands in. First offering. Off the end of the bat, a pop-up poked foul over the netting on the left side into the seats. 0-1. Pull side shift on the Riders infield. Ahlstrom's got his sign. He lifts the leg, pitches. Down in the dirt. It's 1-1. Rough Riders would go to 43-20. 23 games over 500. Winners of 7 in a row. Go to 12-6 against Amarillo this year. 1-1. Just hums outside. 2-1. Crowd thought it was strike 2. He's ready again, and the 2-1 pitch to Roberts. Swinging a line shot into left center field. Zavala cutting over. He's there. He puts it away. It's 7 in a row for the Rough Riders. Frisco brooms the Amarillo Sod Poodles. They win it 12-0. and they can celebrate accordingly as division champions in the first half of 2024. Let the champagne flow on this Sunday night. Riders win it 12-0, and they can celebrate as long as they want tonight as they are division champs in the first half. Luke Maley has your postgame coverage next on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Friday nights, the Stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free, presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long, every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Ball game over!
The game may be over, but we're not done yet.
What a way to finish!
Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Back high atop Riders Field, Luke Maley with you. The Riders have won 7 in a row. They are on fire, and they have punched their ticket to the 2024 postseason. Their first half winners in the first half of the Texas League South for the first time since 2014. They're headed back to the playoffs for the first time since winning it all. 2022. Rough Riders take today's game 12-0. They improved to 43-20 on the year, and really everything went right for them. Emiliano Teodo takes the win. He's 4-1 and lowered that ERA to 1.88. Dylan File takes the loss. He drops to 2-6. The Rough Riders bullpen provided 4 scoreless innings, which has been the theme over this really, really good stretch for the Riders. 11 strikeouts for Teodo. 3 from the pen, 14 total strikeouts today. The Riders manufactured offensively 12 runs on 12 hits, no errors. You look at the best performers, Max Acosta led the way with 3 hits. He went 3 for 4 with an RBI and 2 runs scored. Cody Freeman and Caber Rodriguez each added 2 hit days. And Caber Rodriguez picked up the bulk of the RBIs with 4. Franer Chavez and Abby Ortiz homered, got a double from both Acosta and Freeman, and then Freeman also tripled. What a performance it was for the Riders. They win it 12-0. They will hit the road to take on the Midland Rockhounds, who they just eliminated from playoff contention today. They win 12-0. Riders 43-20. The postseason will be here in September, and the Riders are the first to make sure that they're involved and included in that party. Riders will be back in action on Tuesday in Midland. You can catch them here on the Riders Baseball Network on the radio side. Zach Bigley will have the calls. And speaking of Zach Bigley, on behalf of Zach, I'm Luke Maley saying thanks for hanging out with us this week. The Riders sweep the Amarillo Sod Poodles. They've won 7 in a row. They've punched their ticket to the postseason. And it's time to celebrate. Thanks for hanging out with us on the Riders Baseball Network.
Thank you for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Rough Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. Until next time, go Riders! Let's ride!